The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Perek Elu Metzias has been graciously sponsored by Rav Heshi and Sharon Kalus of Mike's Dinettes in Brooklyn, New York, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Mordechai ben Reb Shraga Olav HaShalom, Le'ilui Nishmas, Henshe Bas Rab Yisrael Tzvi Olav HaShalom, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Yitzchak Yisrael ben Reb Rafal Noach Yosef Olav HaShalom. May the Torah studied be an everlasting schus for their neshamas.
Gemara Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara Bav Metzia Daf Lamed Beis discusses the sugya of Tzar Bali Chaim. The big sugya of Tzar Bali Chaim. This is one of the major sugyas in Shas of Tzar Bali Chaim. All the Gemaras, this is Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Kaf Ches, this is Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, Gemara in Beis, Gemara in Chulin Daf Zayin. Other Gemaras, but this is the famous sugya with the Machlekes, whether or not Tzar Bali Chaim is Dirabbanan or Tzar Bali Chaim is Dira'isim. The Gemara goes back and forth. It's Tzar Bali Chaim Dirabbanan or Dira'isim. Back and forth. We know that the halacha of Tzar Bali Chaim is not only is one forbidden to actually cause harm and damage to animals, but in addition to that, there are certain ifanim of where one is mechuyev is required to even help an animal that's in pain that comes out from our sugya. In other words, not only can you not hurt an animal or damage an animal, see, but also you have to make sure to try and help animals in certain situations, which we'll try to mevara today. That's the sasha. How do we paskin? Is Tzar Bali Chaim D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan? Number one, how do we paskin? It's that's in the steers and Shulchan Aruch. L'maisa, the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, HaKol Panim are clear. The Tzarim is maybe not so clear because in Shulchan Aruch it's a little bit, there could be a steer, but the Ramah in Simen, Ayin, Reish, Beis, paskins clearly that Tzar Bali Chaim is D'Oraisa. The Ramah paskins over there, that therefore even if there's an animal of a guy where the issue of Prika and Tina may not apply mitzad the dinim of Prika and Tina, only Alt Eva, like the Gemara comes out. However, it says to Ramah, no, for Prika, there's Tzar Bali Chaim D'Oraisa. If you see an animal, even of a guy, and he's in pain and he's suffering, mitzad the halacha of Tzar Bali Chaim, you have to help the animal. Like our Gemara, to feed the Mandomer, Tzar Bali Chaim D'Oraisa, you have to help the animal of a guy. That's what came out. So we see the Ramah sheet is Tzar Bali Chaim D'Oraisa. L'maisa, in our Gemara, there's a makor for a major heter of the Ramah. The major heter of the Ramah, the Ramah's heter is based also on this. Sadechen, a famous Truman Sadechen, and asked, are you allowed to ride on a horse? I'm sure if you'd ask the horse, excuse me, Charlie, are you comfortable under there? I'm sure that his choice word would not be yes. I'm sure that he would have something, he would have what to say about the fact that you're riding on his back. So, how are you allowed to ride on a horse? Says the Truman Sadechen, big side, that the halacha of Tzar Bali Chaim is, he will explain like this, that it's just this wave. There's no Isra of Tzar Bali Chaim when there's a ta'eles of them, when a person has some benefit from it. We'll see in a minute what's considered a benefit, but when there's a tayalus of an adam, when a person has gain from usage of the animal, then that's the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam created animals. Well, I'll give a little bit of explanation. We don't hold, there are some interesting fellows, there are some goyim that they hold, that the Pshat and Tzar Bali Chaim, the goyim, a lot of them hold that the Pshat and Tzar Bali Chaim is, you know, there's like ben adam lamakim, there's ben adam You know, you have to, certain ways how to treat the animals, you know, animal rights, activists, right? I could get in trouble from this year, but Agabonim, that's one mahalach in the world. We don't hold of that. We hold that the halachas of Tzar Bali Chaim are ben adam la'atzmai. It's a midas test. You're working on yourself. Racham of Kol Ma'aseiv. One has to be good to the animals and not be mitzayer the animals, etc. Why? For his own benefit, for himself. Because he shouldn't be an achzori dika person. He shouldn't be a horrible person, as we say. So the din of you helping an animal when he's in pain or not hurting an animal, etc., or not doing things that are mitzayer animals, it's not a din between you and Charlie the horse, right? Charlie the tuna. It's not a din between the two of you. It's a din on yourself. It's a law on yourself that a person has to be a mushlim in midos and he has to be a merachim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's merachim, you're a merachim. Now we understand that if there's going to be a tayelis of an adam, if you have a certain reason why you're doing this, and we'll see what's considered a tayelis, but I comment that you have a tayelis, so then we understand very simply that your tayelis makes it that it's not considered I'm an achzari, I'm a bad person, I'm a mean person if I'm using this animal. Once he has a tayelis, that's the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam gave animals. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave animals in the world for to be mishamish as adam, in order for a person to use. That's why you can ride on the horse. That's why we'll see in a minute. That's why you're allowed to eat animals. That's why you're allowed to shecht animals, etc. And that's going to be the Eitzah, that's also going to be the Hetah, why, the Mashal, if there's necessity for animal testing, for medicines, etc., that's why we're going to hold the Mutter, and that's why, of course, it's Mutter to have shoes made out of leather, and that's why, of course, it's Mutter to have fur coats, etc. Right? The animal rights activists may not disagree, disagree with this, but again, we hold that it's Ben Adam, not Ben Adam of a Hemtoy, but rather it's Ben Adam Atzmoy, so I comment that there's a Tayelis of the Adam himself, then he has a Hetah. Now let's explain. The Ramah, in Ebenezer, in Simon Hay, the Ramah discusses over there, that there's a person who needs to take a quill, a sofer. So the Ramot says over there that he's allowed to rip it straight out of the chicken, the goose. He's not ripping it. I tzar for the animal. The Ramot says this heter. Says the Ramot that even though it gives tzar to the animal, but it's Tayelis Adam. How's he supposed to have a quill? He needs his quill. Now, the Ramot does end up, and that we'll see. It's going to be a recurring theme over here. That even when we're going to discuss tzar for the chayim, but one must keep in mind that there's an issue of Rebachim of a komaisav. That you shouldn't be too achzari. Even in a situation where it's going to be mutter. But in the Maitzah, there is like an extra mile in Midas. You know, mitzad the mile of Midas of not hurting an animal, a kami you have at Tzarech, it'll be mutter. But in the Maitzah, there's an Indian, even a Midas Hasidus will call it, to stay away from such hanhagas. And if a person has the ability, mashal, if he has no other pen, someone would be mutter. But if he has the ability to do it in a different way, then the Ramah cautions that he should taka, not block out from the goose. So again, we're going to see this, what we're going to have to weigh today. The whole day is, you know, what's considered a tzarech of an adam, that I'll have a heter to hurt this animal or use this animal for my purpose? And when does it, you know, cross the line? Now, I'll give an example. You know, a person says, oh, a tzarech adam. I like taking cats and swinging them around, right? Watching go, wee, playing, you know, cats of adam. Anybody who realizes, no, but you don't understand. If it's not that, I'll do it to one of my children, right? You know, that is certainly not a tzarech adam. Maybe it is. I don't know if it's a kid. Right? But that is certainly not Tails Adam. Or when you see, you know, little children running down the street, running after a cat, right? Oh, well, it's very good. It keeps mommy doesn't have to worry about the children right now, right? It's very, very, it's kabbalistic. It's wonderful, right? That again is not a Tayelis, not for the children and not for the mommy. That's, again, because what's in the Kuda? I ate a Tayelis. I have a benefit from it. But obviously, your benefit does not outweigh the tsar in this situation. When does the benefit outweigh the tsar in the situation? For example, horse. Riding on the horse's back. Your benefit, that's why the Ibn Shalom gave horses. Is that you should be able to ride on a horse and get from one place to another place. So there, in that situation, the way that the world looks at this benefit is that this benefit obviously outweighs the pain of the animal. So too, for example, the animal testing, everyone realizes the same idea, that obviously the milah of having certain drugs and certain, et cetera, certain pharmaceutical products, et cetera, different things, different ideas that come from animals, obviously if it can help in the medical world, then obviously there's no question that that's a benefit that outweighs the tsar of the animal, and that's the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam gave it. And again, it's not an achzaristic thing for a person in such a situation to use the animal. That goes without saying. In our Gemara, we see an application of this halacha, a very interesting application, two applications actually. The Rambam says, if you look at this Gemara, there's tons of applications to this. The Gemara says that Tzar Bali Chaim, says the Gemara, he has a choice between his own animal, to his friend's animal, to save its friend's animal from a brika. His animal's in pain. He's got all these heavy packages. And then the Gemara says he has this soine. The soine's animal, he's also walking down the street. The fellow he doesn't like. He tries to explain how could it be. He doesn't like it, etc. Tyson talks about. But he has his soine animal walking down the street. And there, it's a shiloh of te'ina. Te'ina is just a matter of no tzar v'lechayim. Then the only issue is what? Helping it and putting it on the back of the animal. And the other issue is, he has, but his friend over there, his friend is suffering. So who should you go with first? We would have thought, you go with your friend. First of all, it's your friend. And second of all, prika. Prika is an issue of tzar b'lechayim. No, says the Gemara, no. The mitzvah to the soineh. You go to the soineh's animal, and you help the soineh's animal to go and put on the packages. Says the Gemara, why? Says the Gemara, I'm a base. Says the Gemara, tzar b'lechayim, lav toshma, oh, you have the freak? V'soyne litoyim, mitzvah v'soyne, says the Gemara, why? K'day lakof es yitzray. K'day lakof es yitzray. There it is. And the Gemara comes out, even if the whole time of the kind is Isa, says the Gemara, what? Nah, but afilu hachli k'day lakof es yitzray. Oh, I had something, how do you learn this Gemara? The first pshat, the pashat pshat, l'chari, how you learn this Gemara, right? L'chari, what would you think? That, no, you're getting two mitzvahs here, right? There's a mitzvah of t'ina, plus there's a mitzvah of working on your midas, right? Mitzvah I say from this Gemara. It's a mitzvah of working on your midas, plus you're going to get the mitzvah of te'ina. So that beats the one mitzvah you'll get of doing prika, right? That's not pshat in the Gemara. It's not pshat. That's not pshat. I saw after it also the Ran learns like the Mechatzchim. It's not pshat. The pshat in the Gemara is that ad kama that I'm working on, I need this. Ad kama that I have a sipa to not help the other animal. So what are you going to say? Oh, help that animal. Tzapa l'chayim. Help that animal take off the package. Tzapa l'chayim. No, but I'm good. I have a benefit to not help the animal right now. So we just said that whenever this te'elis adam, whenever there's a te'elis to the person, whenever he has a benefit in a situation to not help the animal, so the halachas of tzapa l'chayim were not said. The halachas of tzapa l'chayim were only said in a situation where he doesn't have a te'elis. There's no reason why not to help the animal. But if he has a specific te'elis, so that's what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is, we would rather you help the Sinai's animal. Why? Ah, you're going to tell me Tzabar L'chaim? There is no Tzabar L'chaim. Because I come and I have a specific reason why I'm not helping that animal over there. I'm doing it because it's going to be a good Midas tester for me. There's a bigger shit that you see already. Because this is already, you know, it's not something that I'm getting a Tayelis from the animal itself. And Alpha PK, you see from the Gemara that this type of Tayelis is enough that I don't have a din of Tzabar L'chaim. There's other riots, I don't want to be machmir on the riots, I want to try and get to the halacha maisa cases, but there's other riots to this side. Now, Marshall, there's a Zoya. There's a Zoya, the famous Zoya that says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, the cave, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, how did he have an air conditioning? In those days, oh, it was impossible to have an air conditioning system. So the Rav Hadish Shalalem sent him a bunch of birds. They're like this, you know. And it was like a olden day air conditioning system. Right? Air conditioning system, you know, just flapping the wings back and forth. Right? I think Zaire itself said, the Chayr, it's a pretty bad Tzabar L'chaim. You ask these birds, right? No, if you ask these birds, they'd probably say, well, we're afraid he's going to burn us up if we don't, you know, barbecue, right? But I'll go find him. But Lamai said, it's Tzabar L'chaim. It's torturous to the birds to sit there all day like this. You try and do it all day long, right? And Lamai said, the Tzabar L'chaim, again, it's Tzabar L'chaim. It's not Tzabar L'chaim. Tzabar L'chaim. You don't see that. Rav Shimon bar said, no, go away. It's not right to the birds, right? But the Tzabar L'chaim. So again, once it's a tailless, so then we wave it. Now, I want to go through a few columns, Bez Hashem. This is Rabbi said this. Rise upon rise. And this we'll see. We always have to be weighing. Lamash, I'll give you a dogma. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein talks about that they used to fatten up the chickens. Right before they, I think right before they would check them. They fatten them up a lot, and then you got a big fat chicken. Right? So it's pretty torturous for a chicken for the last 24 hours of his life to be eating all day. Right? You know, it's not pleasant. Tzchar Tzar Balechayim. So Rabbi Moshe says, why tzarech adam? Same idea. I tzarech lechaim. Tzarech adam. There's no tzarech lechaim in the situation, and you see that outweighs the fact that you know the mice at the end of the day he's getting really tortured. But the tzarech adam is to have a fat chicken. On the other hand, I saw the Paiskim discuss that what happens I didn't see much about this, but there are Paiskim that discuss what about starving. There's another halach. Is that you starve animals for 24 hours before they're shechted. Or before they're, it has to do with the shechit, they make the shechit. I saw the place come down, that already's not so pashit. We've been doing shechit for 5,000 years already, and we're able to do it without starving the animal. Who says it's a tzarech? We always have to dan. Is the hezek that you're doing, is the damage you're doing to the animal, is it worth the tayalis that's being achieved? That's what we always have to dan on. Mashal, another case. They talk about, I think the Mechatzitza talks about, that they would fatten up the animal in order to give it more eggs. They fatten up the chickens to give it more eggs. And over there, Dan said it should be mutter because it's Tayelis Adam. It's all the different Nidon. Somebody can bring them. The Deshin himself says you're allowed to ride on horse. Right? I hurts the horse, you're allowed to Tayelis Adam. I saw the Paiskim Dan that give it kicks to hit the horse to get it to go faster, etc. A lot of Paiskim say it's no good. They bring right from Bilam. Right? They bring right from Bilam. Bilam hit the animal and the Malach opened up his mouth and said, hey, what are you doing? You can't hit the animal. Chayu was hitting him to get him to go. You see? Okay. You have to always weigh. Was it necessary to really hit this animal? Maybe if you could have just like given him a little patch, you didn't have to take a stick and whap. You know? There's a little explain this. The place can talk about. Are you allowed to tell the balagolo? You know, you're on the horse and the cart and you tell him, we gotta go faster. We gotta go faster. You tell the balagolo. So what's he gonna do? He's gonna start whipping. The place can talk about because you're getting a guy to do it. Maybe the shechas for a guy. Maybe the tayelis outweighs. They don't. But you see, again, I just want to bring to the oilam this nekuda. You always have to be weighing. Is my tayelis in hurting the animal greater than the animal's damage? Now, actually, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Vayin Zayin Mabez, that's what Shusyanka brings the Raya. The Gemara says over there that why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create, I think he's talking about zvug, types of flies. The Gemara says over there, again, we don't do the remedies of the Gemara anymore, but the Gemara says, because when a person gets bitten by a wasp, the Gemara says, you take this zvog, you grind them up, and then you put it on top of the wasp sting, and it takes away the wasp thing, it takes away the pain. Again, you see the same thing. Your brains were created. Many of these animals were created for this purpose, for the tails of an adam, for the tzarich of a mensch. On which animals is there a din tzav lechayim? The poskim dan on mamish all the animals. It comes out that right poskim hold that we hold the bein on all the animals, bein on the fish, by flies, by insects. There's a big need in the poskim. There's a famous shil shayvitz. The shayvitz, I think he goes with the mahalach that flies and bugs and these types of things, they don't have a nervous system, right? They don't have a nervous system. Rav Moshe went not like that. Rav Moshe, there's a lot of poskim that went not like that. Most poskim hold even by flies is a din tzav lechayim. My bugs, etc. That person has to be mocked, but even on this, we'll see. I mean, obviously, that goes without saying, but then we can't, like, bling, you can, you know, flick off the wings and little legs, and etc. But have a tail of Zadam and keep the children busy. That's Avada, not a tail of Zadam. Avada, that would be forbidden. It's a Jashad of the Raisa Mamish, you know. There's a halacha that if a person sees a child doing an Isser, they have to stop the child. If it's an Isser, they're a banan, so then we're mekel. You don't have to stop the child. If it's your own child, it's a different story. You have to stop your own child. But this time, you're walking down the street. One child hitting another child. So this is their Isa. You see the child hitting, he's doing this to their Isa. Or you see him on Shabbos, he's digging something in the dirt, etc. You see him doing this to their Isa. You have to stop him. If he's a chinuchik child, you have to stop him. So I would say the same thing here. You see the child running down the street. I don't know, he's running after an ant. I don't know what he's doing over there, you know. And he's running and he's trying to tip off the wings, etc. So that would be a problem. That would be a problem. That's Tzav HaLechaim. It's the child of their Isa. So you'd have to stop him. That maybe it depends if he's an Ashkenazi child. Tzav HaLechaim is their Isa. I think you should stop him either way. I'll go pun him. There's a tshuva of the Na'ib Yehuda. The Na'ib Yehuda dance. What's the halacha legabe hunting? Are you allowed to hunt? Says the famous tshuva of the Na'ib Yehuda, the Chayot Tzav HaLechaim. And the Na'ib Yehuda says, very famous, says the Na'ib Yehuda, that when a person is hunting, there's no problem of Tzav HaLechaim. Says why? Now, obviously, if you're hunting the animal in order to catch the animal, to eat the animal, that's obviously Tayel HaSadim that goes without saying, would be Mutter. He's dancing time a person wants to go hunting. In the end, he comes out, it's also because of Moshe plates him, it's also because it's a Sakana, it's also... Different explain is why he comes out of Tosin. However, he dances. What about Tzav HaLechaim? So says the Rebbe, he doesn't think it's Tzav HaLechaim. Says the Rebbe, why? He brings the Raya from the Gemara Chulin and of Zayin. I can't be Meir Chandel Raya right now. But he says, there's no din of Tzav HaLechaim in killing an animal. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean if you torture an animal to death, then that's, of course, Tzav HaLechaim, right? He means just in killing an animal, you know, Kido will say, for no reason, there's no Tzav HaLechaim. The Maisa, you see in the Rishayin and Malik. The Rishonim all discuss why is it that Shchita, why is it that we do Shchita? And why is it that the knife by Shchita, the Rambam in Murray Nevuchim, the famous Rambam, the Ramban in Brashas, well, a lot of the Rishonim, the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar that goes with this, you say, why is it that the Rabbi Shalom chose Shchita as the Mahalach for mattering an animal, the Mahalach to make an animal kosher? Says the Ramban, the Rambam, the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, they all say, because, and also it has to be a knife which is a Chalaf, which is razor sharp, right? Mamish, no next. Why? Because this is the most painless way of death. That's how the Rishonim go. The Rambam, etc. To do it that years ago, even out of Yom HaZeh, in certain countries, Shvites, in different countries, that they ask for Shchita. Why? Because it's not humane. When I see even the Rishonim manage for care, the opposite. The Rishonim say that the reason why these were chosen was, says the Rambam, Tzav HaLechaim. So first of all, you see number one, not like them. We don't advise, not like them. But number two, you see also, not like the Rebbe Yehuda. You see that the Indian of Tzav HaLechaim applies also by Misa. In other words, I had a choice to kill it with a gun or kill it with a shechita. We would prefer if you do it with the shechita. Why? There's no issue of Tzav HaLechaim. Once you're killing him, there's no Indian of Tzav HaLechaim. No, you see, not like that. You see, the Rishonim, there is an issue. Is there an Indian of Tzav HaLechaim, even in the way that you kill an animal? I'll give you big enough community. I'll give you a dogma. And also, there's a Chumash Marsham. Big Chiddush. I don't think we pass him like this, Halacha, but I just want to show you how far-reaching this could be. There's a Chumash Marsham. He says that what happens if a person, he has a treifa animal, okay? He's a treifa animal. So now he has to kill it, right? He's going to sell the animal. He's going to... So he wants to say, you have to shecht it. He wants to say, you have to shecht it, not shoot it. Why? Well, just said, what's the reason why they do shechita? Because shechita is the most painless form of death. So he says, you have to shecht it. It could be we don't pass him like that. I can't be married now. Why? If that is theory, no idea. But you see how far this goes. I tell you, the Seich La'Taira, the Knack of the Seich La'Taira, they had the shaykh in Europe, and they wanted to ask the shechita. In Vilna, they wanted to ask the Shchita. The Shaila went to Rav Chaim Moiser, Gadolador. They went to Shaila, Gadolador. I think a guy over there in the Chuvi discusses. He says he sent the Shaila to the big three. He sent it to Rav Shimon Shkop, and he sent the Shaila to Rav Chanan Vass, to Rav Baruch Ber, and all of them, for different reasons, they couldn't answer. He said, so what can I do? I'm the only one left. I'll have to answer this Shaila. And he writes over there in the Chuvi, they wanted to ask him. Why? They said, look, you have to first stunt the animal, and then we'll let you do Shchita. Right? Stunt the animal, you know, give it a shock. And then we'll let you do shechita. Isn't it unbelievable? What's our problem with that? The animal's not dead yet. So he downed in the tshuva. Number one he talks about in the tshuva is that there's an issue that perhaps when you stunt an animal, so then it can't live now for a very long time. It's a treifa. Could be you just made it into a treifa. So your shechita is on a shechita of a... That's one nidin. Another nidin he downs over there. Tom, an interesting thing. In Malicha, there's halacha that we salt an animal to get rid of all the blood. So one of the ways that the blood goes out of the body of the animal is b'shach that you shech the animal. The animal shakes around. It's called mefariches. The animal shakes. And when he shakes, all the blood comes out of his neck. All the blood, a lot of blood, kilo. And it could be that if you stunt the animal, so he's not going to have this jumping around process. And what's going to happen is when you shech this animal, so then the blood will just, you know, ooze out, but a lot of blood will remain, and therefore who says that the salting is able to take on all the two nidayim which aren't the gas? Then he comes to third thing. You see the seichel ataida, different than the activists as they call them. He says, you know what else? Maybe it's tzar b'lechayim. Listen to this. Maybe it's tzar b'lechayim. He says, what gives us the right? We know the Torah tells us you check the animal, right? But to stunt the animal is painful for the animal. What gives us the right when we can just do it with just a shechita, right? To go and stunt the animal, mom's the opposite. Unbelievable. He says, what gives us the right to go and stunt the animal? Now he comes out. It could be that Akama that they're not going to allow us to. So then it becomes a tzarech of an adam because we have no, it's a tayelas of the adam. If they're not going to tell us to the shechita unless we stunt it, if something would be more there, then it would be a tayelas adam. But you see, it's mamish the opposite. Akama that something is unnecessary. So then it becomes, mamish itzer. It becomes an itzer of tzav lechayim. The chacham of the seichel ataida. I go upon him. A few more cases, Rabbi Isai. That means like this. I was thinking today, I don't know, I'm afraid to say this, but I was thinking today, what's the heter to fish an animal? Now, of course, if you're fishing to, you know, take the animal, eat the animal, that goes without saying. That's what the Baruch Shalom gave the fish for. But fish, l'chor, there's a din tzar b'lechayim on fish. What's he doing? He's relaxing, okay? You know, that's one way to relax, right? He takes the thing, he takes a worm, he's torturing the worm because the worm isn't dead, he tortures the worm, he puts it on the thing. He takes it, he throws it in, he tries to catch Charlie, he's torturing Charlie as Charlie's jumping for the worm, and then he takes Charlie out, right? And he catches Charlie and he says, everybody, hey, look, 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 and Charlie's flapping around. What is Charlie doing when he's flapping around there, right? Charlie's not happy. Charlie'd rather be in the water. Charlie just realized he made the biggest mistake of his life or death or whatever, right? So Charlie's very enough, and look, hey, guys, look, look. Then he takes the tuna and he picks it up, licks it in, then he goes, okay, I'm not hungry anyways, and he throws it back in, right? Sounds pretty bad to me. I don't know. To me, it sounds like I don't know. I saw one paper today, it says, Tayelas Adam. But we still, I don't know, is that considered Tayelas Adam? Why is that Tayelas Adam? But taking the cat, all of us, if we heard the cat, taking a cat, swinging around the cat, right? Oh, look at, how far could you throw it? I got 14 houses. How many did you get? 15, right? Okay, you win, right? Let's try one more, you know? Everyone would say, no, that's not Tayelas Adam, but what? But taking a fish, and taking your fishing rod, throwing it into the water, and go, and letting him swing around there, because he's not happy, Camilla. He's not happy with what you're doing to him. I don't know. I certainly think it's definitely anti, even if you want to say maybe the Tayelas does outweigh, you know, it's enough of a Tayelas because it's a whole day's adventure, and I'm afraid because I think the kids can't play these things. I don't know. But even if you want to say it is mutter, let's say you want to say it's mutter, it's Tayelas saw them because something that became such a natural sport that people view at this is normal. Right? Normal, so people don't, you know, they don't look at it as torture. I don't know, if 150 years ago people would have started throwing out cats, right? So maybe that would be a normal sport. I don't know, okay. But, one thing is clear, it's certainly a problem of Verachim of Akol Maisav, and I can't imagine that such a thing is very good for the meat. Okay, but I can't say it's usur. Once people do it and it's considered a sport, it's possible that such a thing would be mutter. Now, the Maisa, Agav, there's another halacha over here. Agav, there's another halacha that we have to dan on the Gabe Prika in our sugya. You see that when we're discussing Tzar B'lechayim, we see a chiddush in the other days about Lamed Amid Beis. I think it was Lamed Amid Beis. You see a chiddush in the blat on Lamed Amid Beis that Prika, this halacha of helping out somebody, you know, helping out an animal and taking that package on, but this applies to people too, says the Rashba and the Tshuva. Over there, the Maisa with Rabbi Shmuel. That there was somebody in the street and he had a package and this and he told him to help him. So the Rashba brings the Raya from here and the Birki Yosef paskins like this halacha that this halacha of Tzar B'lechayim number one and preek on a person. I mean, you see a lady getting onto the bus, right? And she's got this big carriage, it's bigger than her, right? So then the halacha to help her. It could be that if she's dressed in a non-Semitic way or something, so then Akamadad, he's going to have a loss from it. and he wouldn't have a chiyuv anymore because the whole din of tzar balik chayim, she's no worse than an animal, but on comment that it's going to be a tayalis adam, right? She's dressed like an animal, so then it could be that the maisa that he wouldn't have a chiyuv to help her. His whole entire chiyuv to help her is what? Tzar balik chayim. If he feels he's going to lose out, if she's dressed in a way which isn't appropriate, and he feels he's going to lose out, so then he wouldn't have a chiyuv to help her. But otherwise, certainly, if a lady, a regular elka lady, is getting on the bus and she needs help picking up the carriage, etc., or if helping with packages, the chayyur, there would certainly be a chayyur of tzav al-chayim, a chayyur. Now, a few more cases, Rabbi Yisai. God, I was thinking today, you know, if you have a fly, you have the Moshe writes in the Tshuva that even though, of course, we're saying that flies do taka have the issur of tzav al-chayim, however, Moshe does speak out that what if they're bothering you and the flies in your way? Of course, you're allowed to kill it, but Moshe says. But I was thinking, chayyur, if you have a choice between fly paper and swatting, I would say the chayyur is better than flat, right? Because fly paper is a torturous matzah. The chayyur is torturous. The chayyur is more torture. I would say it's better than swat. Chayyur. Even though I saw one safety, he says not like that because he says you're killing it with your hand. First of all, it's not your hand. Number one. Number two, one's mamash, it just causes more. Again, you're allowed to put up fly paper to prevent flies from coming. That certainly is a tzarech adam. But I thought if a person would have a choice, the chayyur would be better with a swatter. Now, two more cases. I saw one case the place can talk about after they shuck the chicken. So Tadua, I remember this when we were young, we used to look at this. We used to watch this. The chickens they run around without heads. You ever see this? The chickens run around and they're mamish flopping around. But anybody sees it for the first time, boo, wow, you know. Mamish it's a party, right? So the chickens like this. A lot of times nowadays there's no time in these chicken houses, you know. They take the chicken right after they finish shucked again and they quickly throw him into a machine which defeathers him. Right? And the Metzias is, apparently, I've never seen this yet, but apparently the Metzias is, after defeathering him, it's a very painful process, imagine, you know, it's probably quite painful, right? And after defeathering him, his body is still jerking around, right? So this is like a world war in the Paiskim. I'll explain, some Paiskim say, Tzar Balei Chai, not Tzar Balei jerking. I don't know, he's not alive. He's not alive, they want to say. Some say, no, it's still called he's alive, he's just mutter halachically. He's a halachically mutter. It has to do with the fact, can a guy maybe eat it at this point? But this is the need over here. Do we say tzar balei chayim in such a situation also? It's an interesting case. How we paskin it, it wasn't clear to me. It wasn't clear after looking through these parts. The pashtus is that there's no tzar balei chayim at that point. Pashtus. So brought down from Rav Chaim Palaji, he brings down that a person is looking for, he has sick people in his house, loyalenu, a sick person, etc. He's looking for a skula for sick people. He says, be nice to the animals. They talk about tzar balei chayim. He says, be nice to the animals. Give them extra food, give them a little, you know, throw them out bread. That. He says, if you're merachim on them, so they'll go and daven for you. Unbelievable, he says. He says, they'll daven for you. I saw another thing. I saw an unbelievable thing. I saw a story from Frank Kanievsky. He brings down that there's far, they say from the Arizal, there's a Kabbalah from the Arizal, that the Arizal said that people who are never don't have children, it could be that there's an issue that they're not being merachim on certain animals, perhaps. Maybe if they'd be merachim on animals, actually that would be a schooler for them. I don't know. Different things. You see the hafladik koiches that we're talking about over here when we discuss Tzar Balei Chayim. Now, I am Shaila. I'm going to ask the Oilam over here, the Tamir Chachamim. Tamir Chachamim, I've got a real Chayim. Maybe they can help me over here. You have ants on the floor. You have ants on the floor. Not uncles, ants, but you know, the little boys. You have ants on the floor. And the Shaila's like this. Should I have a kasha? I'm going to ask the question like this. I heard that they're dumb talking. This is the way he phrased the Shaila. You know, we all agree. Let's say a guy be driving down the street, right? And there's a pack of chihuahuas crossing the street, right? Would anybody have a tzad to just go, well, he's got a big car, and it drives right over them. Nobody would have a problem. In Mistama, I would be in trouble with the right, animal rights activists just for saying such a thing, right? But no, and all of us would agree that's probably Tzar Balei Chayim, right? Just drive around or wait till they cross, right? We'd all agree. So when the ants are walking down the street, right, the little fellows, they're walking down the street, so shouldn't I have a cleave to, you know, to cross to the other side? Maybe I do. Elamai, maybe you'll tell me because ants don't have a nervous system, but Rav Moshe says not like that. Right? So I'm a chayiv to cross the street. Now, let's go explain. To go and say that I'm a chayiv to actually look every time, I'm a chayiv to look. That'll make you crazy. That's a tayal sadim. If every single time I walk in the street, I have to take my magnifying glass and walk in the street, you know, that already not a chayiv to do. And I'll take it one step further. Am I a chayiv, you know, to see ants on the street, and you know they're there. And well, let's say we'll establish in a minute you should cross the street. Let's say, I'm not sure yet, but let's say you should cross the street, right? I'm included to stand in front of the ants with a stop sign, right? You know, and everybody that walks, right? Hey, halt! Wait, they're crossing, wait, right? You know, and okay, now you can go. Are you included to do that? So that already, Rav Moshe Feinstein says you're not. I'll explain. Rav Moshe has a chiddush. Rav Moshe says you're not allowed to torture an animal. Your own animal or other animals, you're not allowed to torture, right? When it comes to watching an animal that's in pain, and your responsibility to helping that animal, says Rav Moshe, you're not responsible for a hefker animal. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility doesn't apply to a hefker animal. I don't know what to do. It's negative kids of Shulchan Aruch. It's negative chayyodam. They all say that even in a situation where it's a hefker animal, it's a chayyim to not watch him in pain. If you see an animal that's suffering, even if it's not your animal, the Pasha says there's a din to help. And again, I don't mean that you have to go and save the whales. Again, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this year. But I don't know if you have to, you know, if they take these whales and they got caught between two icebergs. Right? So they collect money and they go to Alaska and they pick up the whale and they bring him to a different place. Right? I don't know if you're responsible to do that, because the God says, if you see an animal in pain, you're mechuyev to help him out. I'm not mechuyev to go and look for an animal who's in the middle of the Alaska somewhere. That I'm not responsible for. However, but our case over here, you know, when the ants are walking down the street, they're hefker ants. I don't know. I'm a suffix. But to go and actually, you know, to block people, no, I'm not mechuyev to block them from getting trampled on, then fine. But am I, you know, I see them on the street, and I see them right there, and if we would be driving down the street, we certainly would understand not to drive through that chihuahua, you know, nobody would want to do that, right? You know, and even cats, we wouldn't, you know, they have 9 lives, right? But we wouldn't, right? There's no way. Why? And we would all say, Tzav Elachayim, right? So why is it that when we see ants crossing the street, I don't know, maybe the chat is that it's a serif of, are we mechayim too? I would say one thing, mechayra, we said racham of a kol maisa, maybe not midin, you know, it's certainly still my tayelis and I have to cross, I don't know. But certainly, I guess, al trachim of a kol maisa of a person should probably cross the street. I don't know if I can say it's mamish 100% mechuyev to, but I don't know. I would say a person has to cross the street in such a situation. Now, there is something that stands against me. I talked to the Talmud Chacham today, and he had an interesting raya. He said all the places in the discuss, there used to be certain magefas, certain, not magefas, but plagues where there'd be bugs all over the place, and a person wasn't able to go to shul on Shabbos. And the place came all down. Are you allowed to go to shul on Shabbos anyways? Because when you can walk outside, you're going to kill ants. And they discuss it. Maybe it's mutter, it's gracious, like Nikolai, different chesvayinus that they make, or tzarech mitzvah, etc. I can't. It's maybe not gracious. All the different chesvayinus. How come nobody dance? What do you mean? What are you talking about Shabbos? Tuesday, you're not allowed to go out if you have all these ants, because you're going to kill them. But that's not a raya. Because if they're all over the place, and I have no choice, so of course that's a tzarech adam. Of course that's a tayelus adam to be able to walk outside. But we're talking about a specific situation. You have an ant patch in front of you. Am I mechuyev to cross the street? I don't know. I would say Pashtus is yes. Again, to direct traffic with a stop sign, that you're not mechuyev to do. Right? That about it, you're not mechuyev to do. That we all understand. But if they're there and you see them and you can just walk around them, now, and to go and look, you're also not mechuyev to go and look on the street for ants, because that's the tale it's on them. They're not having to be look all day. You have to get the place to place. Oh. And one nekuda. Two more nekudas every time. The gabe fish. This is a very common case on Shabbos that the place can discuss, which brings out a very big yisoid. There's a yisoid in fish. That, well, I'll tell you two things. First of all, sometimes fish die, right? Nice, it's almost a, you know, it's almost a no-brainer when you give a child a fish, right? You know, it comes home from school with his little bag and a fish, and you know that there's going to be a Leviathan about 2 days from now, right? You know, 3 days, depending how big the fish is and how big the child is, right? But there's going to be a Leviathan, fish Leviathan, get that noise, the fish Leviathan is going to be soon, right? So the shayla is that, number one, what's the after for the school to give the fish to the child? Right? So this rabbi said, first, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Mefresh, that there was a little child, and they're looking for some toy to give him. No, first they took off the chicken's head. That's one Gemara. Yeah, that the child didn't like that toy, right? And the mother didn't like it, got him all dirty. Fine, the Gemara doesn't like that child. Another toy, the Gemara discusses over there, is a grasshopper, a chagav. And the Gemara discusses it, that you're allowed to give the grasshopper to a child. The Gemara just says that you have to give him a kosher one. Why? Because if you give him a treif one, he might come to eat it. And then it's a shayla of eating a child treif. But a kosher one, you're allowed to give it. And the Gemara goes on to say over there that when the grasshopper dies, the child isn't going to eat it. He gets so depressed, he makes a levaya. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Yudin, is that we don't even have to worry about it. Now, come on, we see one thing, is that you don't have to worry about giving animals to children, unless it's a shiloh kashrus, even though you know the child is not responsible. And what's the answer? The answer is tayelus adam. That, obviously, that tayelus does outweigh the fact that the animal is going to die, even though we said you can't take the cat and swing it around. But that to Alice, the Gemara held, does that way. But that's one Shilin fish. Another Shilin fish. Sometimes the fish in the tank dies with other fish. This is already, you have a fancy fish tank, and you have a few fishies in there. Fish, sorry, Grandma. You have a few fish in there, right? Now you're allowed, now one of them dies on Shabbos. When one of them dies on Shabbos, what happens is, it causes a terrible stench, and it causes a terrible problem, and it makes all the other fish die. And they suffer and they die. A lot of poiskim say, the mukim, there's a different sirufim over here. To take out a fish, to take out this dead fish is muks. Dead fish is obviously muksa now. Are you allowed to take out this dead fish? So the poiskim are mitzarev, Shlomo Zalman's mitzarev, other poiskim, that b'makom hefsid, it's a big hefsid, and also to makom tzarev l'chayim. The Pesach want to say that since it's a makom of Tzar Bala Chayim, certainly if you have a guy that can do it, you should do it out of their guy. But even if you can't get it out of their guy, there's a makom to be makel to take out this dead fish, ayit mukta, but Tzar Bala Chayim is deraisa. A lot of Pesach want to say that makom Tzar Bala Chayim, we waive the issur of mukta. This has to do with a lot of shilas that we can't go into now, but with extracting milk on Shabbos from cows. Has to do with Tzar Bala Chayim, the Kehaterim, on Shabbos, they can be make all day Goyim, because again, the Tzar Bala Chayim is a child of their eyes. So, I don't want to go into that now. I'll confront him, but the last case with fish. Just in case. If I see one fish, the material of these fish is that when they give birth, mommy fish gives birth, and then she gets hungry, and she starts eating her children. Okay? That's the material. Yummy, yummy. Okay? And she starts eating her children. So what do you do normally during the week? You take out mommy fish. Okay? And you put her into a different tank. You know, once you give birth, you take her out, and you put her into the Beit HaChlamah, the convalescent home, right? And that way her children will live. Okay? But, you know, on Shabbos comes, and you say, ah, Mazel Tov, right? Charlie, right? 100 little Charlies. And now, dinner. She's not saying Mazel Tov, she's got her little bib on, right? She's putting on the, so what do you do? Are you allowed to save the life? So the Chayim, we just said, Tzar Bala Chayim, it's Muxa, right? Tzar Bala Chayim, you can, Doichim Muxa, the Chayim, we just said. Tzar Bala Chayim, since in this situation, all these little fish are going to die, so there's a problem of Tzar Bala Chayim over here. Yet, at the same time, you know, you have the issue that, you have an issue of Muksa, and you also have an issue of Tzar Bala Chayim. So we should say, the Chayim should be allowed to take out the fish. But here, Shlomo Zalman said a big issue. This is a very big issue in life. In the whole history of Tzar Bala Chayim. Said Shlomo Zalman, if something is nature, that's nature. The big eats the small, right? You see a zebra running down the street in Kenya, and he's running. Where's he running? He's running from the rider. He's running from a lion. Okay? Are you mechuyev to shoot the lion? Could be you're not even allowed to shoot the lion. You'll be your friend, Tzar Bala Chayim. You're not allowed to shoot the lion. Why? Because that's nature. That's nature. When nature's happening, says Rosh Hashanah, who gives you the right to intervene in nature? If that's what it is, you know, the survival of the fittest, what do they call the mice makes right in this situation. If nature's taking its course, so then it could be that you're not mechuyev and you're not allowed to intervene. So says Rosh Hashanah, therefore, the mashal in this case, in the fish, you wouldn't be allowed to save the fish. That's not called Tzar Bala Chayim. Tzar Bala Chayim is, you know, animals in pain, etc. We have to help the animal, etc. Or hurting an animal. But if nature, if something up in nature, that's the mitzvah of nature, is that the mommy eats the children, then that's not considered Tzar Bala Chayim. I'll end one nekuda. There's a mice with the Chazanish. One time the Chazanish saw a fly that was half dead, and he told somebody to step on it. Obviously it wasn't Shabbos, but he told them step on it. Why? Because he said Tzar Bala Chayim, it's torturing, right? This rabbi said, this is the difference between us and the guy. This we understand that that's Tzar Bala Chayim. Avada, are you killing it? It hurts to say that, but he was suffering to death, so that you're ending his suffering, right? The Goyim say this, even by a person who's alive, right? He's half dead, he's on the machine. Well, what good is he anyways, right? He's half dead, and they call it mercy killings. What's the difference? The difference is there's not a difference between a fly and a human being. That's the chilek. That the difference is that a fly, when he's suffering, he's a suffering fly. A suffering fly is better off dead. Mashen can eat if he has Yisurin, and he has Olam Hazeh, and he gets more and more Yisurin he gets in this world, so the more it's being Mechaper for him in the next world. So then that's why, for a person to say, oh, I'm doing him such a chesed by killing him, it's a vada, das, is nish, kein, chesed.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for Halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.